Here is a top tips Tuesday on how to have healthy relationships and leadership. I want to offer you four principles, and an easy way to remember this is to envision a compass right now. Number one, have Norths in your life. These Norths are people that you look up to. These Norths are people that have done the leadership race and the journey beyond and before you. They're people that we could submit to. They're people that we can learn and glean from. And they're people that we can regularly go to with advice so that we can cultivate more leadership in our life. Number two and three is East and West in our life. These East and West are our running buddies. They're our peers. They're people that maybe we have a shared passion with or a shared similarity with. They're people that we can regularly submit to grow in relationships and healthy friendships, but also spur and encourage each other on, ebbing and flowing together as East and West. And finally, number four is selves. Selves are people that you mentor. They're people that you encourage in the leadership race. They're people that you're pulling up to help them in a sphere of influence, for example, to coach them into a particular aspect of leadership, and to help encourage them to pursue Christ more. So how do we relate well? We have Norths, people that we look up to. We have Easts and Wests, running buddies, friendships along the way that can keep us steady, that we can laugh, that we can cry with, and then selves that we invest into. I encourage you today to try and plot out your leadership compass and let that be something that encourages you on how to relate well as a leader.